shiksa, live with a bach over kechovim, and there was no kanoi there to kill the person. What's going to be his punishment? So Morris says, Iyan she Rav lagamre, Rav forgot his learning. Rav forgot what type of a punishment he would receive. So what happened was, Akrayu l'Rav Kana b'chome. Rav Kana, the one that asked this question, was zeichet to have a dream that night. In his dream, he dreamt the pasuk that says, in Malachi that says, Bogdeho Yehuda v'soyavo nesesa b'Yisroel v'Yishlayim ki chilel Yehuda kodesh Hashem asher ohev. That Yehuda did a terrible chet, he went against the kedushas of Hashem. Ubaal abas el necher. He lived with a shiksa. He lived with the daughter of abas avos kechavim. That's what he did. That's the pasuk that he dreamt. That's all. So also the next day, Rav Kana woke up in the morning and he went to Rav. Omalei hochi akrayin. This is the dream that I had last night. So when Rav heard this, he said, Adachra Rav l'gemarei. Now Rav remembered his learning. Now Rav remembers what type of a punishment a Baal Aramis, Aramis should really receive. So what? How did Rav remember? Rav dashed the pasuk like this. The pasuk says, "Bogdeho Yehuda minzu avos kechavim," that they worshipped avoy dezara. So chayin when the pasuk says, "Bogaratem bi beis Yisrael niyum Hashem," that Klai so rebelled against me. That means they worshipped avoy dezara. V'soyevo nasasa bi Yisrael v'yishlayim. What does that mean? What toeva? What disgusting thing was being done then? So mishkav zocha, that they were doing the avera of mishkav zocha. To chayin when another pasuk says, Tuevi says Lashon of Tuevi. So also the pasuk means the Navi was saying Klai Yisrael is being right with the head of Mishkav Zocha. Ki chilo Yehuda Kodesh Hashem. What does that mean? Ze Zayna. They were living with Zaynus. V'cheinuam. Another pasuk says Lo Yeh Kodesh. There should not be a Kodesh. There should not be the Zaynus in Klai Yisrael. Then what's the end of the pasuk? Boil Bas El Necher. They were living with the daughter of an Avodah Zarah. Ze Habo Alakusis. A Jew was living with a shiksa. Oksiv Basra, here the pasuk at the end, what was the punishment? It says, Yachreis Hashem Yisha Shayasenu Erev Yoyna. Yeah, should be Mielai. Hola, Yaakov. O Magish Mincha Hashem Tzavakis. What does that mean? Here it's saying what the punishment will be. Punishment is, Im Tam Chacham, if the person is a Tam Chacham, Lo Yielai Erev Chachamim. We won't have any children that will be Chachamim. And his own Tamidim will not learn from him anymore. They will not receive him, accept him anymore. In Kainu, if the person is a Kain, Ben Magish Minchal Hashem Tzvakos. He will not have a true Kahanim, children, that they should be able to do the Avodah. Some will happen to his children. So that's the punishment. The person that lives with a shiksa, something either, if he's a Talmud Chacham, he'll lose his Chachma, his Talmidim will not respect him anymore, and if he's a Kayin, his children will not be Zeicha to do the Avodah anymore. That's if there's no Kanoim Poikimbo. But this Talmud Mishnah says, if there is somebody there, he has a right to kill him. Omer Rebbe Chiya Bar Ahua, Kol Habo Ala Kusis, whoever lives with a shiksa, with a Kusis, Kilu Mischatin Bi Avodah Chachamim. It's like you're marrying an Avodah Zorah. You're getting married to the Avodah Zorah that for sure will addict you to be worshipping the Avodah Zorah if you marry her. She's also, her father worships the Avodah Zorah, so by marrying her you'll be addicted to it. The third apostle says, Uboal Bas El Necher. You're living with the Bas of an Avodah Zorah. The question is, V'chi Bas Yeshla Li El Necher? Does the Avodah Zorah, does the idol himself have a daughter? What do you mean you're living with her daughter, with his daughter? It means if you live with a bas over kechavim, it's like you're living with the idol itself. You'll for surely become addicted to the avodah zarah. The Yomer Rebbe Chiya Bar Avua, Kosev, it says, Al gigolosa shir yayokim. On the head of yayokim, it's written like this. Zois v'yoyda cheres. This Rosh Yoyakim, he was a melech, but he was a Rosh. He'll receive Zayis, this type of a punishment, v'yoyda cheres, and another punishment also. Now what does that mean? So Mara says like this, the story is like this. Zikeinad Rabbi Preda. Rabbi Preda's grandfather. Ashkachahu Gugulusa. He found a skull in the street. Devishad Yor Bisharu Yishalayim. He found a skull in the streets of Yishalayim. There the Kosovalayu on top of the skull it was written, Zoisfiyo the Cheris. Skitta, that was your Yoakim's head. What he did was, at the time he didn't realize it, Kavru, he found the head there, so he buried it. For Hoda Novuk, the head again jumped up. The head came out of its cavern. So Kavru, he buried him again. For Hoda Novuk, the head jumped up a second time. He jumped up out of the cavern. Omar, now the Zikna understood, he said, I understand now, Hai Gugulusa Shir Yoakim. This is the head of Yoakim. The Sib, it says by him, Kvures Chamor Yikover, he'll be buried like a donkey. Sohu Vahashlech Miholo Lishar Yishlaim, he'll be thrown around until he gets to the streets of Yishlaim. So he realized he can't bury him. So what did he do? Omar, he said to himself, listen, Malku, he was a Jewish king. Not nice to be Mavazim, I can't leave his head lying in the streets. So Shatle picked up the head, Korche Bishuroi, wrapped it around with nice silk. The Oisve, the Sifter, he put it into his closet. He put it into his chest, his armoire, he put it into his armoire. Asoidve Sua, his wife came home that day and checked his armoire, checked out the closets. Chazise, she saw her head there. She saw her head in his armoire. Novkos, she ran out of the house. Omrulu l'shivise, she went to talk to her neighbors. Like, she got so scared of what's going on here, she told it over to her neighbors. Omrulu, so the neighbor said back to you, know what this is probably? Hide the Isis kamayasi. Most probably this is the head of your husband's first wife. And Deloy komanchilo, he can't forget her. So therefore he's keeping her head in the closet. That's what this head is. That's what the neighbors told the wife. One lady tells another lady, most probably it's your husband's first wife. So what she do? She gristela tanura. She went to oven fast and she burnt up the oven to 500 degrees. The kolsei, and she took the skull and threw it into the oven and burnt it. So what happened was, kiyosu, when the husband came home, Omri said, oh, now we understand Shah and the Pasuk. Hainu the Siv, that's what the Pasuk said, the Eloi was written on top of his skull, Zois v'yardacheres. One punishment is, your head will be rolling around the streets. V'yardacheres, your head will be burnt up in an oven. These are the two things that happens to the head of Yoakim. Kiyosu, Rav Dimi came, Omar, he said this, Beis Dino Shol Chashmonoi, the Bezn of Chashmonoi, after the Nes of Chanukah, the Chashmonoi made Xeris, that Gozru, they made Xeris like this, Habu Alakusis, if you live with a Shiksa, with the Bas of a Goy, Chayev Olei, Mid Rabbonin, Yechayev Mishum Nashgav, Yechayev Mishum Nido, Mishum Ashifcha, Mishum Goyo, and Mishum Eshesish. They were Goyes, if you live with her, it's as if you're over the Yisra Eshesish. Even though by a shiksa there's no issa reshishish, there's no issa nida midiraisa, there's no din shivcha midiraisa, they make zeritha. If you live with a shiksa, it's like you're over all these five avers. Kiyosi Rav, when Ravin came, Omar Mishum Nashgaz, only Nashgaz nida, but not Mishum Eisesish. He held on a shiksa, they have no kedushin, they don't stay married to their own husband, they're hefka themselves, so there's no issa reshishish, even with Rabbanan with a shiksa. So now, Nida, Shivcha, Goya, Zoyna. Those four they made. But Avo Mishum Ishus, Leslu. He holds if you live with a Shiksa, you're not over the Issa of Eshishish, because they don't stay married, they don't stay with their own husband. Vidach, what's the first one on the Yom hold? No. Nishayu, Vadalim, Iskarayu. He holds no, even by the Goyim. Their own wife, they don't let go Hefka. So even though there's no Halach of Kedushin, Midiraisa, she's not an Eshishish, but our Koponim, she's not like Hefka. So therefore, Midrabbanan, they made, if you live with a Shiksa, like you're living with an Issa Reshishish. But they wanted to make this Issa very chomer, that the Jews should stay away from the Shiksa, from the Bas Ovikachavim. So they put upon all these Yisurim, as if you're living with a Nida, with a Shivcha, with a Goya, with a Zoyna, and with an Eshishish. Right. Omer Rav Chizda. Habor Limloich Ein Morinloich. If a person sees somebody living with a Kusis, that the Mishnah says the klal is kanoyim peikimboy. But if you have doubts whether you should kill the person or not, and you want to ask your Rebbe, should I kill him or not? Nothing doing. The Rebbe says no. You can't ask those questions. It has to be inside your blood that right now you're red hot. You can't stand the way the person's doing the avera. You go and kill him without asking. Itmanam, we don't ask like this. Itmanami, Omer Ravin Bar Bachona, Omer Rav Yechonon, Habor Limlach. If somebody comes to ask the question, amen, then we don't tell them to do it. For loyer, not only this, Elishim Pirish. Zimri, for Hargo, Pinchas, Neregalov. If Zimri would have stopped doing this nus, we'll soon see the Gemara, mamish crazy. He had 425 times he lived with it that day. But when Pinchas came to Zimri, Zimri was inside, he was in the middle of having znus. That's why Pinchas was able to kill her. But if Zimri would have been smart, he would have been perish, go out of her, then Pinchas has no right to kill him. If Pinchas would have killed him then, Pinchas would have been chayiv misa. Now, Nepach Zimri v'hogoy lePinchas. Let's say Zimri would have turned around and killed Pinchas before he killed him, and never galov, Zimri would have not been killed for that. Why? Pinchas is a raidif. You're taking your chances. If you're kanoyim poikim by Yishinahu, you're a raidif. You're running, you have to kill him. If he'll kill you first, he'll be potter from Isa. Potter says, Vayomer Moshe el Shofet Yisrael, Holach Shiftoi Shel Shimon Eitzel Zimri. So here the case was Moshe said the Christ was doing chatoyim. We have to stop them now. They were worshipping Baal Por. So Moshe gave the tzibul, kill out all the people that are worshipping Baal Por. So Holach Shifta Shashimin. The Shevet of Shimon went Eitzel Zimri. That was their Nasi Ben Salua. Omeloi, hey, don't deny the fascists. Moshe gave a psak now that we have to kill our people that are worshipping Baal Por. The Atta Yeshiva Shoisik and Yostan being quiet, like, what do you hold about this? Ma also, what did he do? He didn't care about this, Zimri. Omad, he got up, the kibbet, he gathered together, Chof Dalid, Elephi Yisrael, 24,000 Jews. Volach Eitzel Kozvi, he went to his Zoyna Kozvi. Omalo, Hishmili, like, let me live with you. Omalo, she said, Bas Melachani, I'm the daughter of a king. V'chein Sibuli Yav, my father gave me commandment, Le Tishmel Le Godl Shavem. If you want to have znus with the Jew, only with the top one, only with the leader. Omalo, so he said back to listen, Afu Nasi Shevetu, Moshe Rabbeinu, he's a Nasi of his Shevet. And I'm a Nasi of my Shevet, so I'm like Moshe. V'lo Yoid, Elishu Godim Menu, I'm even greater than Moshe. Shushenu Lebet, he's the second one. I'm the second one to my father, the second son. V'u Shlishi, he's the third son, Lebetin. So Tufts of the Blurius, Zimri grabbed Kosti with a hair, the Avidaway to Moshe, and he brought it to Moshe. Omaloi, then Amra Moshe Rabbeinu, Zu Asura Materis, she's a Bas Goy, is she Mutter to me or not? The Imtoy Masur, if you can tell me that she's also to me, Bas Yisro Mihitulacho, who gave you a right to marry Tzipora, she was also the daughter of Yisroi. So Nisalim Imenu Alochot, now that time for some reason Moshe forgot the Alochot, he didn't know what to say. Is Goyo Kulam Avech, everybody started to cry. Baron Dossid, that's the Pasuk says, Vahima Boichim Pesach Oyamoyin. Hoksiv, it says then, Vayar Pinchas Ben Elozo, Ma Ro, what did he see? Omar Rav, Ro Maisa, he saw this action, Veniska Loch, he remembered the Lochom. Omar Loi, Achay Abba, Loikach Lamartik, like, didn't Moshe Rabbeinu teach me? Barina Tchom HaSinai, came down from HaSinai, that there's a cloud, Halachu Moshe Mesinai, Ha Boilis Akusis, whoever lives with Akusis, Kanoyim Poikimboy, he have a right to kill him. So Pinchas says, sure, it's awesome, we have a right to kill you. I had Moshe married Tzipora. That was before Matan Torah. Everybody was a Ben Noach then. But after Matan Torah, she was Mizgaya, who was mutter to him. But here, Zimri, to Kosbi, Kosbi is the boss of an Avodah Zarah, a boss of a guy. She's awesome. Omelet, so Moshe said to Pinchas, Kirayna Digrata, the one that reads the letter, Eel Heavy Pavanti, he should be the Shliach. You go and kill him. Shmuel Lama Roy saw Sheikhok with Yetzun and Etz Negra Hashem. Komakim Sheshul Hashem, and Chokim cover the Rab. Whenever there's a Chil Hashem, that burnt up in Pinchas, he had to go and stop this. Omer of Yitzchom Rav Lazar, Roy Shebo Malach, Vehishchis, Vyom. That Pinchas saw the way the Malach came to the Yom, Vayikach Mitoycheda, Vayikach Roy Mechar, we'll continue on. This is the whole story, exactly how it happened, we'll learn about tomorrow. Again, yeah. You hold off pay base on from the bottom. Again, the first, the big line says that again the pasuk v'yemer Moshe al shofet Yisrael. That means holach shiftei shel Shimon etzel Zimri. That Shevet Shimon went to Zimri ben Salua. Omru lehen hein don din nefashos. That Moshe just said whoever worships Baal Por should be killed. The yata Yosef is shoysek. You're standing here being quiet. Samat they aroused Zimri. Ma also, what did he do? Omar the kibitz chovdal elf Israel. He gathered together 24,000 Jews. Fihola chaitzo kozvi. He went to the Zayna kozvi. Omar lo, he said to her, Hashmili, like, let me live with you. Omar lo, she said to him, no, bas melachani, I'm the daughter of a king. Vechein sibuli abba, my father commanded me like this, that lo tishmu ela legobushabhem. Should only give yourself over to the greatest one, only to Moshe Rabbeinu, nobody less. Omar lo, so Zimri said to her, Afu Nosi Shevetu, meant about himself, I'm also a Nosi. For lo, not only that, Elishu Godim Imenu, I'm greater than Moshe. Shehu Sheni Lebetin, Shimon is the second one, Ruvain Shimon, Shimon he from Shevet Shimon, he was born second. Vu Shlishi, Moshe is from Shevet Levi, he was born third, Shloshel Abetin. Says, so I'm greater than Moshe. Is Tafsa, so Zimri grabbed his Kosvi, the Bluriosa, with a hair from a hair, the Avid away to Moshe. At first, Zimri took her to Moshe. Omaloi, so he said to Moshe, Ben Amram, he didn't call him, Derech Bizoyin, he spoke to him, Ben Amram just, Zua Sura Oimuteris, is this lady here, is Zimri, is she mutter to me, Kosvi, is she mutter to me or not? She's a bas Lobis Chavim. So what was his question? He just meant to say, V'yimtayim Asura, if you want to tell me that she's also to me, Bas Yisra Mihitulacho. That's why he was getting even on Moshe Rabbeinu. You married Sipoira, she was Bas Yisroi, that was also a Bas of a Goy. But Rashi brings down, but Moshe had a hefte, because at that time it was Koyde Matan Torah, they were all B'nai Noyach. But now after Matan Torah, there's no hefte. But I call upon him, Nis'al Menor Mimeno Halacha. At that time, Moshe forgot the halacha. He did not know what to answer back to Zimri. Is Goya Kulam Berechi? All the Jews started to cry at that time. That's what the pasuk says. Like everybody felt bad for Moshe Rabbeinu. Right away, the pasuk says, "Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar." That Pinchas ben Elazar he saw. Question is, Myra, what did he see? Omarav Rav Ro Maisa, he saw this action, what's happening now, that Zimri is taking Kosvi and asking Moshe is it mutter or not. The Nisker Allah, and he remembered the halacha, that Omaloi, he remembered the halacha that Moshe Rabbeinu taught him. Achai Avi Abba, the brother of my grandfather, his grandfather was Aaron, so his brother was Moshe. He remembered what Moshe taught him by Hasinai, that Loi came to Maratoni, didn't you teach me like this? But Ritz Chol Nehasinai, when he came down from Hasinai, that the klal is haboil es hakusis. If a Jew lives with a shiksa, lives with a bas, obikachovim, the locher is kanoyim poikim boy. Even though she really, that they do not really deserve nisa, but there's such a new klal of kanoyim. If somebody is a kanoy Hashem, he can't stand it for oyve Hashem sinuro. He can't take the rod that's being done. He has the right to wife to stop it by killing him. So Pinchas, like, remembered this halach, and he knows he's allowed to do it now. Is Omaloi, like Moshe Rabbeinu said to Pinchas, Kiraino Digrito, the one that read the letter, Iyul Hevi Pavanka, he should be the shliach, the one to do it. In other words, like Moshe Rollers gave permission to Pinchas. So somebody asked yesterday, good, before we learned that Kanoyim Poikenboy, if he asks a Shiloh, you're not allowed to tell him what to do. So Teretz says here, Pinchas didn't ask. Pinchas just telling over what he remembers. Of course he was ready to do it himself. Just Moshe gave him a pat on the shoulder saying, it's okay, you can do it. But not that Pinchas had any doubts. Ushmul Amar Shmuel said, Ro, what did Pinchas see? Ro, he saw of the pasuk that says, Shein Chochma V'yein Tfuna V'yein Eitzu Neged Hashem. That's Komokim Sheshchil Hashem and Chokim Kavod Rav. Whenever there's a question of a Chil Hashem here Zimri is causing a tremendous Chil Hashem, so he doesn't have to ask permission or to ask Halacha for Moshe. But Fnei Rabbi, he's allowed a paskin. So Pinchas went ahead to kill out Zimri even without asking Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't have to ask covered from your Rav. So Rashi says here. Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav Elazar, this is over the name of Rav Elazar, that Ro, what did Pinchas see at that time? He saw Shabo Malach Vehishchis Bom. He saw the Malach coming, started to destroy, make him a gate from the Yam, so he knew they're doing something wrong, he wanted to stop it. So Pasuk says, Vayoko mitoich Eidah, that Pinchas got up from out of the Eidah, Mashmi was in the Sanhedrin, and he walked out of the Sanhedrin. Vayikach remach biyodah, and he took a spear in his hand. So Mikan, from here we darshan, Shein nichnos from the Kli Zayin lebeis Sanhedrish. Mashmi says, Vayokom, he had to leave the Sanhedrin, he left the Beis Sanhedrish, and then he took the spear. Mashma in the Beis Medrash, you do not bring a Kli Zayin. So the tool, the weapon was outside. Now what do you do? Sholaf Shinano Venicho Biumkoloi. He took the top, the sharp part of the spear, he took that off the spear. So he just walked in with the stick as if he's using a cane to walk with. Venicho, he put the point of the spear that he put, Biumkoloi, in his pocket, Rashi's Malbush, put it into his pocket. Now Vahoyo Nishan.